Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Hey, Ziyakhala. Guys, breaking news. Njengoba silele kuseni. So last week, Donald Trump obviously signed some executive orders, and one of those were to freeze all funding for 90 days, right? Okay, cool. There was a blanket approach on things not specific to South Africa. Now, it feels like we've got a target on our back, and he's been specific to our country. And he said all funding to South Africa will be frozen pending an investigation, because he heard that Cyril Ramaphosa is treating certain classes of people very badly. Such a Trump thing to say. So ignorant and not specific. And obviously, this comes following the expropriation bill that Cyril Ramaphosa signed, the land expropriation bill. And it feels like it's an Elon Musk thing. Okay. He was like, hey, friend.
Whispered in his ear.
Yes. And this is the rhetoric we've been hearing, you know, from Americans, because people such as the DA and everybody else in this country likes painting what's happening in this country and exaggerating it to Americans. Firstly, there's this so-called white genocide that we haven't seen as South Africans,
but
right?
The images are there on Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is problematic. Honestly, I was very hurt when I saw this. It's unfortunate that you'd have such falsehood spread about South Africa, but it's important that government comes to the forefront and address it.
Yes.
Because here, when we speak about the Expropriation Act now, which was a bill then when the president signed it, I think 2 weeks ago now. Mm. I was listening to senior counsel advocate Thembeka Ngokayithobi, who's also a land activist. He's written two books, one of them being The Land is Ours. He was actually explaining it so well. He said, if anything, the expropriation bill or act now is symbolic. There's no substantive value to it or what it will do. He says it's actually a political football, according to him. So government was seen to be doing something, but really, he says 90% of the expropriation bill or act now is no different to the 1975 act that was repealed. The only aspect that changes now is that part about it being subject to no compensation. But the scenarios where somebody would not be compensated for land, it's when we're talking about land that's lying fallow, we're talking about land that was acquired for speculative. Okay. So land for speculation. So when you've bought land, if you drive all the way to Mpumalanga, you'll find a lot amount of land that's fenced, and people bought that land but not knowing what they really want to do it. So that speculative land is the land they're talking about that could possibly be expropriated and subject to no compensation, because maybe even the owners died, but you need a legal instrument that allows you to take somebody else's land no matter what. So the scenarios in which there would be no compensation will probably still be scenarios that pass legal muster. So for this to be spread about South Africa is honestly quite disappointing, because many people, just last year, we were celebrating 30 years of the Land Restitution Act, and people, all they did were lamenting that black people still don't have land. And then now we're being accused of something that black people don't have.
But that's why, Saul, and I agree with what Saul is saying, this is Elon Musk in the ear of
Trump.
But because Trump is Trump, he's not actually going to go back to the White House and say, okay, whoever is dealing with South Africa, can we sit down, give me the full story, what is actually happening? No. Musk said, listen, people are being ill-treated there by my country. Do something.
The ambassador.
Literally. No, that's what I'm saying. Trump is not going to sit down with the ambassador. He's just listening to Elon Musk and thinking everything is okay.
Are we under attack? Do we have a target on our back? And I say this because we came out against Israel on a very public forum. I mean, took them to the international court. And now, Chiki Chiki, big brother of Israel, I don't know who's the bigger brother, but they're siblings. America, Trump is now seems to be zoning in on us. Rwanda, which has very amazing relationships with Israel, and the minister of the foreign ministers recently had a meeting to strengthen their alliance. Paul Kagame, we saw what he did, scolding our president and essentially threatening our country. And then over in Lesotho as well, they're trying to take some land, if you've known. They've been discussing this in parliament for the longest time, some part of Free State as their own land that was taken by them, by the Dutch, when they arrived in this country. And now they're getting funded by Israel. So do you feel like this is some we're getting lashed for taking
that's
a stand.
That's a massive conspiracy theory.
It is, and I know it is, but I really feel like it's connected.
The timing of everything.
Yeah.
Many could probably connect those dots, but the reality is our foreign policy does ruffle a lot of feathers, but we're a sovereign state, and we should allowed to take the decisions we take and have the courage of our convictions to see most of these things through. If we really believe that the people of Palestine are actually oppressed, let's continue in that route. There's just nothing. We're a sovereign state. We just have to find a way to address the lies, though, because this is not true.
Yeah, I really feel like our sovereignty being tested? Because now, if Trump says, I'm warning you, South Africa, don't pass a particular bill, and then we also don't take a stand, it opens up the floodgates.
Of course.
Is our policies then going to be dictated by Trump? Should they go through Trump for approval? And this is the time, I feel, for our president to take a stand.
He has to.
Many times he gets bullied. I mean, Kagame just bullied him. Watula, Ronald Lamula came making a statement. So I feel like this is the time to take a stand. What do you think? Should we back down or should we take a stand against the US trying to tell us how to run our own country? Give us a shout.
In all honesty, Trump is being a bully. And obviously, you know, the first man, Elon Musk, is obviously spreading lies to him. But now my question is, all right, where are our friends, the Chinese, the Indians, Brazil, Russia? When do they come in and say, nah, America, stop this. Stop bullying our little brother. We won't take it. Otherwise, yeah, this is your show. You know? Can't see Brexian. Why is it a vote? As vote in my face. As vote in Brazil, Russia, India. Hey, as vote in.
Lenders are Trump, man. It's because of ANC. It neglected to do this. This is Asuka in 1994 when we had a chance. Manje, Elon Musk and Boban Bang, they've got influence to these Western countries. Could have done it long time ago. Never see cook the problem, manje. But I'm going to trap Agayanze, my page. Agayanze, Sobona Pambil.
I like that question you ask. Where are all our allies? Because right now, they're as silent as a brick.
I think it's time South Africa finally takes a stand. For me, it didn't even make sense when we are part of BRICS, but we also want relations with America. So it's time we take a stand and we are on one side.
The West is still coming. Elon Musk is being whispering about Donald Trump, and the West is still coming. And remember, Ubaba Elon is still in South Africa, still live in the community with those people, Abbas Sundayo, as black people. And he always feed Elon Musk with all those stereotypes. And then hence, Elon is a fighter, he fights about through Donald Trump. The West is still coming.
That's all. It's a conspiracy theory because of Batavan need. I want to tell you one right now. Israel in a little bit. If they can fund Rwanda, it's a good ally in Rwanda. So that's why Paul Kagame are whatever ANC is on Kayona, he's waiting for ANC.
That's the question. Do we have a target on our back? Because, yeah, it feels like... How come some of Israel's allies are now zoning in on us? It was Rwanda, Ngapa, Lesotho, trying to take our land that they say the Dutch had taken from them hundreds of years ago. And now you've got America saying, South Africa, what's going on?
No one is running the country yet. The country is running by IMF. So whatever that we're trying to do, it's not going to work because of... Why was Faka go grey list, man? Yakchalani. Grey list after grey list, black list. So far, in Zimbabwe, yakchalani. Watch out. That's why they're doing this.
Yeah, it's concerning, and we know what sanctions and grey listing and all these things can do to a country. I mean, look at Zim.
Hi, Lana. Elon Musk, no Trump, Abbas, Sole, Lampel. They think they rule the world. They don't rule the world, you understand? So, I've got the message for them. Trump and Musk, keep your US and let us keep our South Africans.
What a Mugabe.
This is the rude awakening that we needed. South Africa is so rich, guys. We have so many minerals. We have so much money. We just mismanaging these things. We don't need any funding. This is an opportunity for the president to step up. Well, I know he won't, because song is Yamati. But yeah, we need him. We need him to stand up now and say, yeah, stop your funding. We'll see. We'll figure out a way. And then we focus on ourselves. We cannot keep depending on other people. We need to find a way to feed ourselves, to sustain ourselves.
He who feeds you owns you. And as a sovereign nation, if we want to start making decisions that might not impress Abu Trump, then we need to stop taking these handouts from Abu Trump. Really, we're such a wealthy country. Now, our sovereignty cannot be tested by Trump. Now we must submit our bills and everything else to Trump for approval. Nah, we need to take a stand. Thank you for all your voice notes, man.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.